Another thing I found very interesting is that Frank established registration of all people when they were born. He started to do that for the little men, because before the genealogies were only for the aristocrats, and he established that all people should be registered at birth.
Well, you know why? They had to, because a lot of the nobles were lost. A lot of the miscegenation was going on because, you know, they had dogs and cats laying together and just all kinds of things. They had Puerto Ricans sleeping with people, and you know how terrible that is. It's terrible to mix in Puerto Ricans and things. So they decided they had to register everybody because there might be a drop of spot of blood through the whole genealogy, which works real good because fast forward, Dr. Dean, to today, that they would actually have a chance to have to come back to their place of power. So it's good that they got registered, so when they get found, they'll know they were on the registry. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
What era are you talking about, Ion, where the, or Roxy, when the registration happened? Is this Pope?
Yeah, Frank the first was the one that established that for the first time ever.
I see. That's the beginning of visual space. That's the beginning of locking down and getting lost in the record of the book. That's the beginning of the Dark Ages when they started distinguishing the dogs from the cats.
Oh, yeah.
And,
all the way to Gibraltar. All the way to Gibraltar.
Okay.
Another thing many historians wonder about is how Frank I could finance all the wars and all these chattels.
He got the money. He got the money from Pocket Dimensions.
And who was then Anne Montemore?
You have to take the ice cream scoop and put it in warm water, not hot water, but warm water, and then take and go in the really, really, really hard frozen ice cream at like 0 degrees, and with the warm scooper, it won't melt it, but it'll get into it right quick, and then it'll seal because it turns, hits the metal scooper, and it changes it pretty quickly because the hot reacts quicker to the cold, and then you get a perfect scoop, and you can have more ice cream if you use a warm scoop when you're dipping it. It's bliss.
Okay, Roxy, what was the topic, the word you were trying to say?
Ice cream.
Anthropomorphic or something? No,
more.
No, she said anthropomorphic.
there was a person that was very important for Frank.
You said his name. What's his name? Or her name? What's the name you were trying to say?
I think he was called Anna de Montmont.
Anna Mont. I'll just put that.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Okay, so
he was like a very favorite of Frank.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to go to some other people now. Let's see, Sarah, little Sarah. What do you want to say?
Well,
nothing.
Ion, how long till my soul can see light, and has there ever been any human being that reached that kind of height?
As quickly as Montana was recorded successfully.
Indeed.
Any other questions, Sarah? Is that it?
No, that's all for right now.
The one in 1973, the Overnight Sensation.
Oh, yeah, okay. Zappa's album, Overnight Sensation, came out in 73.
Montana. Ion's
expert.
That's the one.
Yes, the song
Montana. That was the answer to her question.
Cool. Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
That Zappa song. Dental
I wonder,
Montana,
too, is there a better tuning I could use on my guitar to play it percussively?
Well, you just need to tune it, period.
I just started doing that.
It's
pretty standard.
Well, but it wasn't, so. You got to see, the vibrational cords that you're trying to perfect, they're not cords at all, they're frequencies. And in frequencies, you have to get one of those digitized things, and that's how you'll be able to tell worlds, too. You'll use that for other functions. Guitar picking. Now, see, that's where Buck Owens comes in. Buck Owens, and I'll tell you another good one, good one, was Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt. Oh, they'd pick the banjo like you never seen, like this, talking, singing to the heart of God. They just was. But now, listen here. The point of those pickings or macerations or ministrations, whatever you really want to call them.
Lamentations.
They were lamentations. It's a bloody flux either way you go. But the point is it opens up the dimensional cords between these different worlds. And that's why musicians say they get lost in their music. If you get good at knowing the chords, the best one ever is number one. We just adore number one. Number one can just get pitch natural. He just hears and knows the pitch. And he doesn't know how he knows. He just kind of knows. And he just knows. And he's like, well, how do you know that? I just know. And you can argue with him. Then you can even test it. It's exactly that frequency. And he can get that. But that's just the natural. So some people by rote can tune by rote by what it, by the pitch, of exactly where you are to know what that is. And then when you hit that frequency point, that makes going from world to world to world from a C to a G to an F, it's just like magic. It's just like magic. That's why half step modulations are great, because then you can play the rest of the song in a half key up or a half key back. So you can modulate it. Now you can change the world that you're in right here, right now. So when you run along and a little glib glabber comes along and you can't get your little giz-gasm going on, you got to have something blowed up, pumped up, loved up, rubbed up, done up, runned up, loved up, dumbed up, dumped. You can change it just like that by half step modulation up or down. It changes the tonal. The tonal is the dronal effect.
Right.
The dronal effect. That's why you have to register your drones now, because they will invade your space. This is the original space invaders. Yummy. Good point. Good kickstart, honey.
Pretend the sensors.
Okay, thank God, Sarah.
Okay.
Go ahead. You got more, something more? What were you trying to say?
TTFN.
No. Were you starting to say another sentence?
TTFN.
That's it, Sarah?
Kyle Woolard. Kyle Woolard.
Well, may I ask something about another subject?
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Roxy. I've got to have these other people. Just a second. We'll get back to you.
He's taking roll. Roxy, he's taking roll right now. He'll be done in a minute.
Yeah, roll call. Okay, so this is anonymous. I don't know who you are. I think you hear that you're unmuted. I think the voice says something to you. So, well, you have a question, anonymous.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Greetings from paradise. Hey, honey.
Pamela. How
are
you going?
Pamela.
Oh,
hey,
Pamela from Australia. Okay, Pamela.
Yeah,
ahead, Pamela.
I've been wanting to ask you for ages on what all this heat is I'm experiencing. Is that just a normal menopausal thing, or is it?
No, it's not. It's actually you vibrationally are feeling. You've always been a bit sensitive, as you know. Not like in a bad way. Well, sometimes in a bad way. Well, mostly in a bad way, but you've always been a little sensitive. And in that sensitivity, sometimes it gets right up your nose very quickly. Monikers, something changes. Even a news story will just get right over, just blow right over your head, and you're like, you know, you want to hit the wall or something. Well, that fire in the belly can cause you to have a larger perspective of attachment, which now makes your engine run a little hot. And that's all that is. And we say, honey, just keep your magnesium going just right. And if you're not taking enough, take a little bit MOA.
Okay. So will it subside?
Oh, and buy you some dollars, so it won't affect the price. Your price won't be affected. We're really working on all this, but Bob is just destroying everybody's damn economy, and it's all we can do to keep money in chickens in everybody's pots right now. It's all we can do. But we're working desperately trying to make the currencies equate. Or we may just have to start giving, have yen carry trades and start, oh, we know what we'll do. We got it. We're going to start charging Bob money to keep his money in the bank. And when you go to the bank to get a loan, the bank will have to pay you to take the money. How about that? Is that better? Oh, yeah, that's negative interest rates. That's what they're doing right now. Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Okay. Well, there's a website I go to called schrodingersothercat.blogspot, and they have some interesting things there. And one of them recently was about the Schumann resonance in December. Had a spike, went up to 11 apparently. Is that, could you tell me anything about that?
Well, yes. What would you like to know?
Well, what was it an indicator of? What did that indicate?
Well, you're asking from a, well, we'd say nothing. If that's what you're asking, what did it indicate? It indicated nothing. So if you want to develop a little bit to get to something, but you can't get anything from there, can you?
Well, I thought that was like the beat of the Schumann resonance is supposed to be the beat of the planet, more or less, isn't it?
No, but it isn't. It's nothing. It's not. If you want to call that, if you want to develop that, you can. But that thing is not that. And that representation that they're saying is that is not that. Now, there is one, and it does apply, and it's on the topic and on the point. But if that's the answer to the question, then the answer is no, it does not apply. But we just said it does, but it's in a different way. Their perspective is out of torque. Out of torque.
Okay. Oh, you said the ley lines had shifted?
They have. Happily. Very much happily. We had to get you lined up so y'all could see the new planet number 9. We're going to have to pitch it up a little bit. Yeah,
how many
Bob thought it was love potions. 11. We told you that weeks ago. 11. We told you, remember when Sesame Street, the payday show, was sponsored by the number 11? That's how many degrees it was, and that's when it was. And y'all keep up with everything. Everything is recorded. Everything. So you can go back and find it, and that's when it did. Ain't that fun? In a no-time kind of way? It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. All right. And this new planet, is it like, you know, staying there, or is it just passing?
We'd say it's pretty much here, but it can be fleeting like yourself.
Okay. And,
well, when we make it personal, it's a very different conversation, isn't it, dear darling? So the answer is no, it has always been, it will always be, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't mean that you can't have a pocket dimension relationship within the sidestep of a world where it would not be. You can have realities that don't preclude or include or exclude an extra ninth planet. Okay? But we did tell you it was coming, and we did tell you we got rid of Pluto, and we did tell you we got the new one. So that it's here now, the android meme, hells bells, even the Wikipedia concurs. So it must be truth beyond all faltering gospels. It's rewritten the Bible, and it's all together. It's perfect now. So that the Wikipedia has tapped the cloud.
Okay. That's about all I've got for now. Thank you.
Very good, Pamela. Even though you're a little scatterbrained or silly, you did pretty good there.
No, that was good. That was a good point.
Yeah,
I mean, it was good.
Yeah, but she giggles and she doesn't understand this.
That makes it fun. No, that makes it fun. It's not important.
Yeah,
it's no big thing.
Light.
It's no big to do.
You keep it light.
It's good. Okay, so here we go. So now the next question now becomes, what are you going to replace Credit Suisse with?
Right. You were telling me about Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, USB, Barclays, and something else. Mr. Yalesman. Who's Yalesman? How do you spell that name? Yalesman. Yalesman.
You know. Yalesman. You know Yalesman.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Geithner's little buddy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the Valentine's Day massacre, Bob?
I am ready. I am.
Oh, okay.
I'll just put Ion Valentine's Day. This is my inventory. Valentine's Day Massacre at 4:15.
And put credit Suisse.
All right, in brackets, Credit Suisse. They're going to get tomorrow. Yeah, I was just telling me about that yesterday. The sequence of Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, USB, Barclays, and Geithner's friend. That was the sequence.
Well, the AB AMRO, which is actually already gone.
Yes, AMRO. We talked about them 4 years ago. Even
gone.
Okay, so...
Gone. Now, here's the thing. You don't have no Geithner to have no TARP. Now, they're going to try to... Now, Bob, if you want to give them a TARP, if you got, they've got a lot of toxic assets that you want to protect, you can probably mail them out. But it's silly, but you make a lot of money, but you already have a lot of money. So we don't know what the point of saving them is, because they haven't really done anything for you, and you don't really play in their fields or circles, and there aren't any gods that you're aware of that are going to be offended one way or the other. So the good long story short is this thing that falls, the rolling tides of hills that climb, that wonders never fall, the open times, the flying times, where will the ball befall? There's nothing to save.
Yes.
There's nothing to save these entities.
Yeah, I will be playing an excerpt from what you told me yesterday or the other day for Bert Lemmet, that the worse it gets in the Outer Kingdom, the better it gets for Bob and his associates. So we won't help many people. We want it to get worse, right?
Oh, okay. That's what we were asking. We were just making sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm down. Carolyn's down.
We just want to make sure.
It's always,
okay.
As it gets worse, Carolyn looks better. It's good. So,
well, it's a race. Apparently, it's a race to the bottom. Then, huh?
Yeah. As we're taking the escalator,
but now here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You got to look at this very objectively, because at some point, it's going to start having an effect on your fall. For example, your voicemails are going to start getting full with people that are crying. These billionaires that need to borrow 9 cents to get on the bus to get somewhere else, Bob, because, well, even your little buddy Elon lost almost $4 billion the other day.
Oh, Elon Musk, wow.
$4 billion in one afternoon.
Wow. Is this being
reported? And all that happened was, you can look it up. You want
okay.
to. But the point of that is that it was on the fall when you were asking the question, is Elon going to wait on us, or he's going to try to do our thing, if he's going to do it? And we said, well, and we made a little thing about it. And the next thing you know, you caused the poor man to lose $3.5 billion damn dollars on one damn little thing. And Carolyn tried to buy his damn little solar thing, and that was good, but apparently wasn't enough. And so he lost it on that side and on the other side. But it's quite a white-knuckle flight, but regardless, we'll just have to hold on to see what the Motley Fool thinks of it.
Yes, the Motley Fool, but Michael Blake Reed used to be an honored contributor, blogger at the Motley crew. They loved him. And anyways, I was just listening to Elon. Are you talking about Elon Musk? That point you're referencing a few days ago, February 10th or 11th, I said, should I play this? And it was all about his obsession with money, and I thought, we won't make
money.
Money,
yes.
Now that it happened, we can maybe play it, right? What do you think? No protecting his reputation or whatever it is that he thinks.
It's okay. We still like him. He's still going to be okay. He's still not a pauper yet, but he's holding on.
All right. Okay. Now the next person, I stopped Pam, And then there's another anonymous. I don't know if it's Pam or not, but that anonymous left. Okay. Are you a different person, anonymous, or are you Pamela?
No, it's me.
Oh, what's your name? Deb?
Yeah.
No, Deb. You have to wait in line. Just a second. Let's go up here. Anonymous. Have a question, Anonymous? I just unmuted you, so you should have heard the words.
I think it's me again.
Okay, you ask your question, Roxy.
Yes, I was reading an article about the person that did a trepanation of his brain himself to be high all the time, and he's explaining that oxidated glucose is the only food of the brain, and he thinks that trepanation helps to keep the state a child has when he's the fontanelle is open, when one is a child, and when one grows up, all these plaques closed, and the brain changes, and we cannot learn as the child as fast and all this. And I was wondering how the super sugar is replacing this oxidated glucose that will change that.
How is it similar to his theory, the trepanator theory?
Well, yes. his leads up to midget porn and ours doesn't.
Well, that's, to me, Ion, when you used to be the goth and be in bliss, everything was, you were indifferent to every physical manifestation. You just enjoyed it. Sounds like trepanation gets you into that bliss environment of the goth, and you're just indifferent to everything, so you end up doing child porn because it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're blissed out. Whereas,
well, there's no fall.
Am I getting it right, Ion? Our stuff keeps you in the physical balance with the bliss of the guff rather than getting lost in the guff.
You're able to see clearly now that the rain is gone.
Hmm. Well, that's happening to Roxy a lot.
But what is your real explanation of what's happening? That, for example, children can learn so fast and are connected to non-physical more.
Well, they're cable ready.
The brain has more blood.
They're cable ready.
What happens that this is sort of caught or stopped?
The generational line is ending. We don't care what he thinks. The generational line is ending. So they're coming back quicker in their place. That's why you have all these crazy anomaly things that are occurring. It's because they're coming back. They're snapping into place quicker. The millennials even think socialism is fun because they know they're not going to have to pay for it.
Right. So that's the womb is closing. When you talk about the generational thing is stopping.
Ew.
That's the womb is closing. So that's an effect. So, well, why won't they have to pay for it, the millennials? Because there's no money?
And there's no money. You got it all, Bob. They're going to charge you to keep it in the damn bank. It's the funniest thing ever. Boy, they're going to have the last laugh on Bob. They're going to charge Bob to keep his money in the bank. It's going to be so great. He'll just start burning. We already said that. He would be taking brush piles of money and sweeping it up and setting fire to it and just burning it to have more carbon in the atmosphere. Yeah. And we'll make him print more money so he can burn it up. And we already said that already. But that's just a whole other thing. But, you know, Bob and his money.
So the kids know that we are in a discarnate, electrified virtual communism in the angelic effect of the android meme or the super angel. They know this, so they expect to be recognized for their great creative impulses, and they must be supported, and they don't need to put any friction-based energies out. Correct?
Well, that's true, except if you're holding Tesla motors, not quite so much, and if Solar City was your dreams. Was your dreamscape? It's dauntingly sad today.
All right, so there it is, Roxy. Your question was very apt.
And how does this connect with what you said about the chart? That the chart
tiny note
actually was undoing all the all the bodies and
yes.
all the different quadrants.
To the tiny note, yes. When you get to the teeth, but undoing it, yeah.
I'm doing that,
right?
The
5-5, you know, the five bodies in season 5, episode 5, that'll help you too.
Season 5, episode 5.
So what will be the new model? It's just one whole body again?
One will be ambered, one will be ambered, and one will be sustained.
Yes, that's the amber is a process in the show. You have to know the show to understand ambered, but it's an important part of the plot. So one body will be ambered. So what were the two bodies, the chip body and the chemical body? I talked about the merging of the chip and the chemical. So like the apple and the TV will be dropped.
Well, no, it's not those bodies, Bob. It's your tiny note. It's going to bring all those up to the 5-5 that you'll get them to the threshold. So all those will become one body. And then one of those bodies
will be
the ambered in one. Well, it's only hexatic after it occurs, but yes.
Oh, okay. So they enter the hexatic as one merged phenomenon. One merged phenomenon.
Merging. So it was an inversion. So that's a real inversion then, right, Bob?
No, I didn't say inversion. What did you say?
It should have. It's something bigger, something smaller is inverting into larger, is inverting into something smaller. So it is an inversion.
Okay. So what did you say, Roxy?
Yes, the creation of the cloud or other ionic creations will have the same effect as the other thunders, that there will be other different types of bodies, or that won't be the case now.
Okay. Ultimately, black holes, they invert and collide and become one. And when they do, it makes a whole gravitational ripple. That's the hula hoop with an ink intake to it going around the wall, making a vibrational wave. That wavelength is measured. And then there's a formula that goes through in triangulation that you can lay out. But you can do the amplitude or the cycle or the pitch or how quickly the high or tight or loose the wave is based on its space between its repetition, or 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi on a chart. So the same thing is true when you say all these wordy, wordy words that we've been talking about forever that nobody really knew what the hell we were talking about, but we still kept spitting it out. We covered them. So it was, kiss me, slobber lips, I'm thirsty. We spit it out just as hard as we could. Bob didn't have sense enough to delete, 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 delete. We blowed up computers. We blowed up disk drives. We got rid of mega upload altogether. The poor people can't even survive anymore. But regardless, we've tried to get rid of it everywhere, but Bob saves it all. Everything is saved. Even the stuff you ain't supposed to have is saved, and the other stuff is saved. And Jesus saves, and Bob saves, and Carolyn saves. They just save everything. So now these words come back around, and now all of a sudden the memes are being broadcast by William Irwin Thompson to the high heavens that they're all about to be dead.
That's a good one. Okay, Roxy, let's put you on hold. That was very good. Let's give someone else a chance. Now, here's 520 in Arizona. Area code 520. Do you have something to say? Did you fall asleep?
No,
oh,
I'm here.
This is Darius,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Darius, you got in. Now, get your questions in. Go.
The first question I have is, oh, I don't have it written down in form of question.
That's okay. Go ahead. We can go ad hoc. We like that.
Okay. The first thing the one I want to talk about is the fastest path to meeting these two vloggers from YouTube, Dorothy and Andy, in Russell Square in London.
Well, email them.
Email them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My second question is, will there be any more of the anime, Is It Okay to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
If you like it rough, you can go to the Red Room if you want to. It's pretty fun, but you better know what you're doing now. Better know, get your Wheaties right, honey, because you get in there for the long haul, and they're not going to take no playing now. It's going to be for keeps. better know what you're doing now. Just saying. There's such a fine line between ecstasy and agony. Got to get right in that sweet spot and stay right there. Hold on. Don't be in no big hurry. Don't get in a hurry. Go slow. Make it last a long time so it'd be more pleasurable for you. Because then they'll invite you back if you do it right, honey.
Okay. Any suggestions on that note?
Well, yeah, go low and slow and stay with them. Make sure they get happy before you get happy. And you knock the little man out of the boat and you'll be ready to go.
You're getting good advice, Darius. You're a young teen. Talks to Ion.
To figure out how to get his gizgasms on all the way all early. Good. With burners. Dating burners, Bob. How about that?
Don't forget the lesson, Peter Beater.
One more. Peter Beater.
Okay, go ahead, Derek.
Funny thing happened about gold with Peter Beater. It was pretty funny.
Lately, I don't know if it's lately or if I just remembered it recently, but I keep having this dream where I'm driving and I'm going through this really smoky, like, hillish area, and I fucking hate roller coasters. It's like a roller coaster. But they always call it the Valley of the Mayans. Is there any significance to that?
Well, it depends on what you mean. Significant to whom? To Bob or?
To myself.
Significant. Stop clicking the phone, Darius, if that's you. You're moving the phone. Fucking freeze. You're at standard attention and ask your questions. All right. His dream. No comment on his dream, Ion?
No, because we couldn't help it. He ran for governor of West Virginia, but he was a Republican, but then he was a Democrat, so we really don't know. We don't know.
I am talking about Dr. Beater for some reason. You invoked Dr. Beater.
No, it's because of George Wallace. It was because of George Wallace.
Oh.
Yes. Because Alabama is all the rage, and it gets him all the way up to his dream. The dream includes the great house of George Wallace. But David really didn't know how to apply it. But see, the old South, the old Confederacy, supported Queen Victoria because they knew that Queen Victoria wanted the cotton and would keep them. The cotton is king, and so Victoria was queen, so the South worked out really well. So the point was trying to support the Confederacy and the Confederate States. If they won, then George Wallace would be moved way up the food chain when he arrived as the great governor of the great state of Alabama. So, now, fast forward up just a little bit to your dream, where you're walking down the street, the road, that kind of quiet road. You can see scenery, but it's not succinct or normal. You can't make out if you're in a city or a town or a country or trees or, you can't really tell. You're just walking down this path. That's the path that connects Dr. Beater and George Wallace. You can go there again, and this time now that you sort of know what you're looking for, we'll go with you. We'll help you a little bit. It'll be great fun. But I don't, hey, no more of this damn crying, though. We're done with all that. No more crying. No whining. Just go with it. Not that damn crying. We've had enough. Stop crying. Let's just go on through it, and we'll get you there. We stay out of the red room until you figure out what you want to do.
Okay,
You better get a safe word. You need a safe word, too. That's always a good thing to do.
Okay. Write that down.
Okay, you're an adult now. You're an adult now, Darius. You're an adult, no longer a tween.
Yeah.
You're not in high school anymore.
Thankfully.
But 1921 was a good year.
That's when my parents got pregnant. Got me pregnant.
Dude,
whatever the process
that's
is.
That's right. Happy days.
So Beater was born in June 1921. Yeah,
June 21st.
The shortest day of the year, right, Carolyn? Isn't that the solstice day? So, Darius, no, this, you ought to look into Dr.
December.
Beer.
That's in December, Bob. Sorry.
How do you spell that?
Beter, B-E-T-E-R. It's Peter Beter, P-E-T-E-R.
David.
Capital
B. David. David.
That's right. Middle name is Peter David Beter. Yeah, Peter David Beter. You're correct. Carolyn, the solstice is Christmas and the equinox is summer, June 21st. Is that how you say it? Oh, it's the opposite. So June 21st right. is the solstice. Yeah, S. 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 So, Darius, look up Dr. Peter Beter. Why are you evoking Beter? A young person like yourself probably should check this out. All the while
because
knowing
of
that
his
I am
dream,
pulling your leg.
Because of, no, he's not. Because of his dream. That's the only way we get to Peter Beter from okay. there. Because the gold thing okay. is all over with and done, and George Wallace is all but gone and dead, and the Queen Victoria is still plotting her way around the mountain again. So it's all good. We'll see you. Hey, we'll see you at the corner of Essex and Vine. It's going to be divine.
What city is that? Is that Hollywood or London or Halifax?
Essex,
Bob. What city is that?
Essex. Essex.
So it's English. Essex and Vine. So, okay, Darius, is that enough for you? Have you had your mind blown, or you have another question?
I have two more. I don't think there'll be
okay,
any questions.
Go ahead.
One is no. another dream. I was flying with a bunch of really familiar people, and I fell into, like, the ocean. And as I fell, I swear I heard Ion say something, but I couldn't make it out. Did you say something?
It wasn't a dream. Yes, it wasn't a dream. We said, get up. We said, get up. You weren't a dream. It was really happening. We were dragging you, kicking and screaming and crying. We were saying, get up. Come on. Stop. You wanted to go on this journey. You wanted to go. You wanted to go. You wanted to go. Can we go? Can we go? Did you want to go? Say. Did you want to go? Yes. Say. Did you want to go? Yes. Okay, let's go. We went. And then all of a sudden you were falling in a damn ocean.
Oh.
That's what that YouTube was about that you didn't understand.
You're laughing,
okay.
You're learning.
Yeah.
When you're laughing, you're learning.
I like that.
Okay, next, your final point. You said there was two things. Two.
Yeah. Asked about
it's the Cliftondale. The answer is Cliftondale.
One more time?
Cliftondale. Cliftondale.
Yeah.
Cliftondale. Cliftondale is the answer to whatever you were just going to say. What were you going to say?
I was going to say this weapon I dreamed of. It was really cool. I wanted to get my hands on it.
At Essex and Vine.
Sorry, one more time?
At
Cliftondale,
Essex and
at Essex and Vine is where it's the answer to your question.
And Vine, V-I-N-E?
Yep.
Do.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you very much, Darius.
That's kind of fun. That's fun. Well, at least we got his TT wet anyway, didn't we, Bob?
Yeah, he calls himself, you call yourself Georgia Peaches. Why is that, Darius, when you send me emails?
Oh, it's just a random name I typed in, inspired
by colloquialism.
Is it?
Right, but are you trying to suck up to JW or something?
No, there's this old anime I used to watch called Cowboy Bebop, and in the anime there's this hacker, Ed. And she makes up random names whenever she's hacking something for, like, a fake account. So I just put in a random name.
Yeah.
It's fine. Although many relationships are fellatio-based, so it's okay.
Okay, let's go. Very good. Thanks a lot, Darius.
Poor Bob.
Okay, who is this? 856. Is that Junior Bug?
Junior Bug.
What's your name, 856? Go ahead. Landis Operator, 856. Nothing? Okay, I think this is Martin. This is Martin out in Palmdale. Is that who that is? I just unmuted you. Martin, 510. afraid to speak.
Martin Short won't speak on the thing. You know he can't do that.
Martin Short.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. From Hamilton. He's from Hamilton.
A damn Canadian.
Yeah. Go ahead, 510. You seem to be trying to speak. What's with you people? Come on. Okay.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
You wasted 38 seconds of our show. Okay, let's move on. Better watch. I'll go back to Roxy. If you fucking guys will get your shit together.
Yes, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Okay, so here's...
For example, when we pray and you say, my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
I always wonder about this mirroring. Like, for example, there is this Tula state... Estula City is reflecting the movements of Venus, and the position of the pyramids are reflecting Orion. I always wonder, this is above, so below.
It's the opposite. These things on Earth are to mirror that. Sometimes your pyramids mark those stars. It tells those stars where to be. Orion's belt is always moving. You have to have something to juxtapose the position by. So what better way than landmarks here on this Earth, or a face on Mars, or some butthole in Venus, or something that you want to compare to? That's sort of how they find their way. That's how they find their way to be. Because they don't know either. Out in the world where there really is fun, there aren't any of those ridiculous human limitations that are, however limiting, cannot apply to any justified or unjustified field if not juxtaposed to something. You never have a right angle until it's squared.
Yeah, let's with you gave me that Captain Bifford song, and after that I was dreaming every day about Hathor.
Hathor, the Greek milk god.
He's also associated with Sirius and the seven stars. And are those the seven lamps?
Lampstands.
Like a mirror.
They represent. Okay. But we don't want to say just no, but we want to say it's a representation of it. Can we say it's a feeling place? Can we say any other ridiculous, esoteric nothingness, just so you won't lose the track of the thought, but it not be exactly like that? So we could say, yes, they sort of, kind of, maybe, might be, sort of, could be, no, not so much, but yes, maybe, kind of, but carry on, but not so much, yeah.
there are no genealogies of the pre-dynastic pharaohs. They start with the genealogies of the Neters. Were the Neters just like concepts, as they say, nature concepts, or were
no,
they really?
Let's say they were. Well, no, it was constructs until they ascend. Some of them may yet, but it's early.
And could you tell us which are the genealogies that are missing from the pre-dynastic pharaohs?
Well, most of the nine boroughs.
Of New York City? The nine boroughs of New York City?
There's yeah.
Be five. But yeah, they say five boroughs.
Oh, no, no.
Four
there's,
more.
There's nine. There's nine. The Bronx
nine
is divided into
boroughs.
Three. The Bronx
okay.
is divided into
right.
three, for Pete's sake.
You hit on the gold there, Roxy. You know, Babylon beside New York, beside Egypt. Wow, that's pretty good juxtaposition. That's equal to Kurt Schwitter's data collages. Kurt Schwitter's.
Yes, and
ooh, that's making.
Oh.
Oh, I sent Pammy or Verklempt. We're just all fumy over here, yeah. We're just bubbling over. Our radiator's overheating right now, yes, Lord.
Yeah, so I write down, Bob says Kurt Schwitter's and iron comes.
Gushes right
the
there.
In the
yeah.
Crown of England are very aware of their lineage going back to Egypt.
Who is very aware?
the Rothschilds and the Crown of England, they have...
Well, not the Rothschilds. We don't have any regard for them. Pastor Lafitte, they're all gone and done. Darn it, they can't even make a decent bottle of Opus 1 anymore. They're done. Bob ain't loaning them any more money, and they are toast. Through. Over. Meal is terminated.
No
terminated. Terminated. But the other side of it, from the queen to queen level, queen to queen level 3, however, the queen side is fine. No problem. But you can leave them damn Rothschilds out of it, because their name is Bennett, and they're no longer in it.
They fuck with me, and they pay dearly. Remember, memo to Prince Charles, June 4th, 1987. See the first album, Bob's Meteorology.
Rule Britannia, Britannia all the way.
And that was 6 years. That was 6 years. Go ahead.
The origin of all the linealogies go back, actually, to Egypt. It's not like they say... all from Africa?
You mean if Africa for them is Egypt?
From all?
Yeah, which then turns into Persia, Malta.
That's pretty good, Ian. So when Dr. Richard Leakey and these guys claim we came out of the butthole of someone in Nigeria, we came from Africa, we actually came, we did a fake beginning in Egypt. That's your point, isn't it, Ian?
Basically,
screw this Darwinian stuff.
So does that mean that everybody so that means that everybody with a little miscegenation really is a sand nigger, Bob?
Yep. Yeah, looks like it.
Well, I declare.
I
so learn something every day. So, elocution's our game, Bob.
Okay, I'll put that down. Ion and sand negras. Our origins.
Apparently, if what you're saying is that. No, it's all right. It's good. We can bang it out. It's okay.
Bang it out.
No,
you're voting some good stuff, Roxy. Next point, Roxy, or should we give it to someone else?
Yes, because when they were doing the ADN of the mummy, I think it was Tutankhamun, they found out that most of the people in England and Ireland and Scotland are related somehow to Tutankhamun.
Ah.
They are.
Dying?
Because they have to get it back to the genealogy. They are. But they have to get it back to the genealogy because when they open up the room under the left foot of the Syro-Phoenician version of the Sphinx, and they find Jobstown, USA, and that damn Lapras ice cream sitting there, not even melted, and it's in a little container, the quart size of the Vende, the big one, and a hot macchiato from Starbucks sitting in that room, ready to go, and all the lost secrets of all the things. And that's how that goes, and they gotta connect it. They gotta connect it back to Egypt's land.
They got to connect to Bob. Now, but you said they aren't connect. A-R-E-N apostrophe T. It's because you could have said are or aren't. Did you say are not? They are not connected to that.
They are connected, Bob. That's how they connected
they
it. That's why they had to connect it, is to get it back to you.
Wow. What do you think of that, Roxy? That's a good one. That explains a lot.
So, Roxy, was that a good old big one or a big old? Was that a good old big one or a big old good one?
Excuse me.
He's hacking up a lung. We're going to get Bob some of them Marlboro Lights. We're going to get some Marlboro Lights. See, that'll make him feel a lot better.
There are also some mummies in China.
Yeah.
And pyramids. Are those also Egyptian, what we call Egyptian?
No.
There are the Chinese.
Oh, okay.
What are they?
They're pre-Egyptian.
All right.
And the Chinese people come from them, or?
No, Moabites. They come from Moab.
Ah, wow. Wow, that's a good one.
Okay, Bob, play us a little music. We'll be back in a bit.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks a lot, Ian. Excellent. All right, so, we're going to play some Zappa, probably. Oh, no, we have a song. by...
Super Sugar Love.
What? What'd you say?
Super Sugar Love, thanks.
Personal love.
Station, station.
Sugar love, sugar love, sugar love.
Super Sugar Love, Super Sugar Love.
All right, very good. So we have Don Brownrigg has a pretty nice song. I don't know how I found this. Maybe someone sent it to me. I didn't get any songs from Kim out of Pennsylvania today, or yesterday, so we'll have to, I had to rely on my own resources. So Don Brownrigg has a song called Just Breathe. Here we go.
Well, hang on just a second.
Okay.
I wanted to say that set you did today I thought was the best ever.
Well, it shows your generation gap because you got some people here who are, I think, younger, saying, Bob's doing Muzak. I got complaints about this. It was too soft and moody and romantic. But we liked it, but some of them, not everybody, but a few complained. This is Bob. This is Muzak, Bob. So.
Oh, that's funny.
But it was a good set. We could do it again later in the day.
Do it again.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so.
May I ask something else?
No, I'm not here.
We're talking with with Caroline about what is the body.
Yeah, right.
What do you think is the body?
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, what is really the body?
What's the body, Carol?
What's the body?
That's more my field. Carol's not too good on that.
Well, yeah, because I just go into the physical body, and Bob says, well, that's not good enough, because we've gone beyond that. But see, what's really poking us in the eye right now is everybody is losing their chemical, physical body in such a way that it's killing them. So they've lost their chemical, physical body, and at the same time realize it's kind of important to keep it, to stay alive. So for their grounding, to have a place for the other bodies, they have to keep a good, healthy physical body. That's what I say.
Yeah, because he's saying the old model of the many bodies is obsolete, and in a way we're going back to the one body. That's why it's, again, important that...
Bob's nodding. She can't see you nod, Bob. You're not on Skype.
Oh, we're not on Skype.
maybe for a while we thought the physical was not everything, but now it is again.
But it's an expanded physical. And the electric extensions was a metaphor for our moving in and merging with non-physical. Mm. You know, so the technologies are the art forms today because they're the metaphors, the modeling of what we're moving into ionically.
Mm. Yeah, it's a bigger physical, Rocky.
Yeah, it's a bigger, deeper
physical. And it's so big that we're even more expanded. You know, like Bob was saying the other day, that your senses aren't everything. Like, Bob, you can explain it better.
Well,
the
Gnostic view under alphabetic bias says the physical sensory world is fallen, and they want to go to some abstract heaven or some nirvana state. Buddhism is a bit like that. But only if they mean you include your senses, but you add another 25 senses, you know, making a 31 senses or something. The physical is most important, and you don't say the physical is fallen. The physical, you are culturally limited in how you view the physical. So we're just updating, remembering the full sense of our physical, the full sensuousness of it.
Yeah, and then, Roxy, the physical got hijacked by medicine where, you know, the bag of chemicals with replaceable parts, something goes wrong, take a drug, and they've taken that to the extreme of killing everybody who's... just last week, two emails come in about parents of customers, parents in their 80s. They're on 12 and 15 drugs. So now we're turning that around with the completement formulas and saying, well, you know, just take a couple of these things. If you think you want to take something, then take this. And we're expanding people into getting back into their physical body so they can experience all five bodies.
And the merge of five bodies. What'd you say?
Someone's in the background.
Is that you, Roxy?
No.
No. No, but I found it very interesting that this guy that did the trepanation, he was trying to explain how children are connected to the non-physical. Of course, he doesn't say it like that, but he thinks it's because we have, like, more blood in our brain because the plagues are not closed.
Right, but then you think of, what's that, craniosacral work, you know, where massage therapists, they'll sort of manipulate your cranial bones very, very gently, and they'll get them moving again. So I'd rather do that to my skull bones than bore holes in it. There's always a calmer way of doing things. But, he's right. We do want our cranial bones to be free and not jammed up. It's the jamming up of the cranial bones where people get headaches and, you know, get sort of head fuzziness.
And maybe that's one of the mutations that are done by the drugs that
I don't know what you just said, Roy. I was going to say they literalize the physical. So this guy gets fetishizing about the trepanated third eye or something.
No, it's the cranial bones. He's saying, let's go back to being fetuses where the cranial bones all were separated and had a membrane.
So you're too focused on a visual anatomy.
Yeah.
You're specializing too much. And most solutions are too McLuhan used to say, specialist cures for specialist ills. This guy is specialized, visually biased, and he thinks with one little part of the body, if you focus on that, and it's not. It's all integrated non-visually, and the eye drops enhance the non-visual connections. Or overlays in your physical. So what were you saying, Roxy? You started to say something.
Maybe that's one of the mutations occurring, that also the plagues of the brain are going to be somehow changed.
Right.
Keep this...
Let me understand what you're saying. Are you quoting him that he's worried that the plates are changing, or they're changing anyway, just with our environment? Uh-oh.
Are you there?
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's asking you a question,
asking
Roxy.
Me?
Yeah, asking you.
I thought she was asking you. These changes when we get older.
Oh yeah, that they clamp down. But I don't think they do. I don't think they have to, because if you do look at some of these craniosacral therapists, they say, oh no, the plates, you know, they can move. We just jam them down with our whatever magnesium deficiency.
Okay, so Ion's back. Thank you for the interval. We didn't get to play the music. We'll play it later. Let's go back to Ion and let's.
Was it good music? It's a good music. If you got good music, you always get good music.
No, it's not. You wouldn't like it.
Right.
You would
we
not.
Did.
Oh, then
music.
You're right, right, right. Oh,
yeah,
right.
You would
okay.
not like it. All right.
Yes, but maybe you can explain this. This what is the body really? We think is. The environment, the many layers of clothing we have with the technologies and all this and the physical, but is that the proportion of the chemicals? And how would you define the one body we're going to have now?
Is the main section of a car or an aircraft?
The
and chassis. The visual we have of this is just an illusion and can be transformed and morphed?
Oh, no, then that one is a verb. As a verb, it would be give material form to something abstract.
But I have the understanding that we're not going to be fixed. Like
you should be spayed or neutered. Just spayed or neutered. You don't have to be fixed.
She she means it's not a static image of what we are, Ion.
We mean it, too. You don't have to cut their nuts off to prove they're a man, yeah.
Right. It's not a static. Okay. Thank you, Roxy. We'll put you on hold, and we'll come into, I think this is Kim. Kim's a regular attendee. What do you say, Kim?
Hi.